Welcome, Hoosier fans, to this Wednesday edition of Banner Morning, your daily rundown of IU basketball news and notes. I'm Jared Morris, host of the Assembly Call, and we're now 2 days away from Indiana's next Big Ten road game. In player news, there have been no recent updates on the health of Indiana's injured players. Archie Miller has a media availability on Thursday, so that is when I would expect to get updates on the status of Rob Phinisee, Deron Davis, and Jake Forrester for Friday's game at Maryland. Getting Rob and Deron back for this game would be huge. One of Maryland's strengths is its duo of big men, Bruno Fernando and Jalen Smith. Fernando plays 70% of Maryland's minutes and uses a good chunk of their possessions when he's on the court. He's also adept at drawing fouls. So obviously Juwan Morgan guarding him for 25 to 30 minutes is not ideal. If Deron can at least give 10 to 12 solid minutes while Fernando is on the court, it will go a long way toward Indiana keeping Juwan out of foul trouble and fresh, because banging against Fernando's 6'10", 240-pound body is a good way to wear Juwan down, not just for this game, but in the big picture as well. Maryland's other strength, in addition to solid wing shooting, is the penetration of point guard Anthony Cowan. While Devontae Green is an able defender, Rob Phinisee has been the better of the two at consistently containing dribble penetration. Either way, just having an added backcourt body to throw at Cowan will help ensure that a fresh, active defender is tracking him all game long. Another reason why Phinisee's return would be key is that Maryland's weakness on defense is in transition. Maryland really crashes the offensive glass hard and well, so Indiana will need to counter by getting easy buckets going the other way when they secure defensive rebounds. This has been a big weakness for Indiana this season, with Rob being the one Indiana guard who has done a consistent job of leading breaks that produce points. In bracketology news, Andy Bottoms released his latest bracket projections over at Inside the Hall. He has the Hoosiers as a 5 seed with a whopping 10 Big Ten teams in the field. Coach Tonsoni and the crew over at Delphi Bracketology have the Hoosiers as a 4 seed. In Hoosiers in the NBA news, in case you missed it, Thomas Bryant has broken out this season for the Washington Wizards. As Candace Buckner wrote for the Washington Post, Thomas has shown growth during a recent stretch in which he has had to face some of the NBA's toughest big men. And here's an interesting note to close on. Indiana is one of just 10 schools to have both its men's and women's basketball teams in the top 25. The men have been in the top 25 for several weeks, and the women debuted in the top 25 this week following their big win over Michigan State. For the links mentioned in this edition of Banner Morning, visit assemblycall.com, and remember to use the URL iutickets.shop to visit SeatGeek for the best prices on IU basketball tickets. That's iutickets.shop, promo code ASSEMBLY, for $10 off your first purchase. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new edition of Banner Morning. Until then, keep your elbows in and your eyes on the rim, and go Hoosiers.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.